This is The Power Inside,
a podcast that will empower you to embrace your perfectly imperfect self and to live the life you want to lead. I'm your host, Yael Toledo, a marriage and family counselor, author, motivational speaker, wife, and mom. Let's dive into this journey of life together.
It's Thursday at 10 in the morning when a woman, one of my clients, enters my office. I see that she's very nervous and uncertain. She sits down and tells me, "I don't want to cry." "I'm here for you," I say. "I don't know where to begin," she responds. So I tell her, "Let it flow. Just tell me what's on your mind. I'm here to listen." She takes a deep breath, and with tears in her eyes, she begins. "My life has been perfect. My children are perfect. My partner loves me, and I love him. I've had always what I needed. We're happy. But we just found out that my husband is terminally ill." She begins to cry. "My life is ending little by little. I'm lost. It's not fair. I don't know how to go on." Without taking a deep breath, she continues. "Why am I being punished? My husband is the center of our lives. He does everything, and now I have to learn how to do everything." She continues. "How do I keep seeing him through the eyes of love and not sadness? I feel like I'm detaching myself from him more and more each day so that his death doesn't kill me." This brave woman finds herself in a period of life that feels like a hurricane. Things are flying everywhere until finally they'll fall into place. Receiving a loved one's diagnosis leads to a roller coaster of emotions. The body has certain neuroemotional reactions in order to understand, process, and navigate through mourning. They are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and meaning. First, we feel denial. We don't want to accept that our plans are going to change. It is very difficult for a couple to say goodbye to their dream of growing old together. Then comes anger. That feeling that an injustice was committed and now someone must pay for it. Then we start negotiating. We think we can change the outcome of our problem by sacrificing one thing or another. We try to negotiate with God, with life, with whoever or whatever, so that the diagnosis won't be real or end as predicted. Once we realize that we cannot negotiate ourselves out of this reality, we face depression, a deep and absolute sadness. We must accept it and live with it. We cannot fear it, and we must be willing to feel it. Feeling sad is not a bad thing. It can be terrifying, but you have to face the ghost and let yourself feel. Which brings us to acceptance. But for me, the most important stage in the process is to make sense of it. How can we use this painful moment to give meaning to our life? It is very, very important to also understand that these stages can be experienced once and then again and again. They are not linear. We can only move past a stage once we accept it. But what really helps us move forward and calm our neurological system and cope with difficult situation is taking our pain, anger, confusion, and sadness and turning it into something bigger. Because suffering ceases to be suffering when we find meaning in it. As the psychologist and Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl described in his magnificent book, Man's Search for Meaning, one cannot control what happens to oneself, but you can always control how you feel and how you react to it. Frankl understood through his terrible experiences in labor camps that individuals always have a choice, regardless of their own circumstances. Your attitude and having a clear purpose is something that can help you live a fuller life and overcome even the darkest circumstances. And you know what is one of the best and most practical ways to change our attitude for the better? Starting every day with gratitude for what we have, for what we are being presented with. Starting your day with a Mode Ani, "Thank you, Hashem, for giving me my soul back." A brief and powerful prayer that could set the tone for the whole day. you not only give Hashem thanks for being able to live another day, but just like I learned from an article I recently read by Sarah Esther Crisp, Modeani is about much more than gratitude. The word mode can mean thanks, but it can also mean admit or surrender. The thank you part is about gratitude, a reminder that our lives are a gift. The admit part is to reflect out loud, admit our mistakes, and remember that we are giving another chance to transform our reality. The surrender aspect is about accepting that there is something bigger than us and for us, even when we might not understand what that might be. So, if at any time you find yourself facing a diagnosis or situation that fills you with anguish, remember that feeling sad or hopeless is completely normal, part of the process. Let your feelings flow, and when the time is right, accept a path and find your purpose in it. And in the meantime, remember that every day is a new opportunity for renewal, healing, and growth. And it is in this way that we must face painful news, asking ourselves, how do we live through the new eyes and with an entirely new perspective?
Thank you for listening to The Power Inside with Yael Toledo. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Yael again next time for more life-affirming guidance rooted in modern psychology and timeless Jewish wisdom.
You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.